You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me sick? I just want hot water, a fire hydrant, and see if I can light up a neighborhood dogs. I got this serious society-type question, you know. So I've been reading this Miss Manners column in the paper, hoping somebody asks her about it, but nobody has, so I got to seek some advice here from you. Let me set this question up. Now, see, you go home and you eat supper and you crashing out on the barking lounger, and old Rover comes up wagging his tail and looking nervous. You got this unspoken communication with your dog, so you know what it needs. You grab a leash and you head out the door. You take a couple trips around the neighborhood, what we like to call laxative laps. Suddenly, Rover starts sniffing front lawns and scrunching up his butt. He stops short, and he does his duty. Where's my question? What are you supposed to do while your dog is doing his thing? I mean, I'm sure he'd like some privacy, but I'm chained to him about 2 feet away. I mean, do I watch him and encourage him? Good boy. Good boy. Or do I ignore him and look the other way? You know, pretending I'm looking down the street and I don't notice my best friend squinching and grunting at my feet. Fact is, it's an embarrassing situation for you and your dog. I mean, no one puts a chain around your neck and stands there while you go into the bathroom. Of course, you don't go in your neighbor's yard, neither. Not if you're sober. Wake up, Amore Cup! How come Miss Manners never covered this in her column? Forget the salad fork controversy, Miss Manners. The question is dog squinch. I need to know. I'm Earl Pitts of Oregon. Pitts of.